I've known you a long time. You're an honest man. You must feel you got out of jail a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, for me, Tom, the game-defining moment was at 1-0 down and the penalty against us. Sam's pulled off a match-winning save, really, in terms of, you know, keeping us in the game at 1-0. So really pleased with him, and it shows his worth, why he's at the football club and why we got him here. And that, I think, just gave us a little bit more composure and gave us a little bit more belief in the game. And we went up the other end and Scott got the goal. And I just thought getting him in at half-time to settle him down. We was trying to influence our game and style of playing the game, but Blues didn't allow us to do it at all. They played, they worked really, really hard. We knew they would do. We've seen all six games previously up to this one, and they're giving Gary everything at the moment. So we knew it was difficult tonight, and they were very aggressive with us when we lost possession of the ball and caused us problems. So looking back on it, on a night where I didn't think we was as good as what we could have been in possession of the ball, I'm delighted with the point.
Watching you, it seemed like you wanted to get the ball down and play, but that energy and tempo just didn't allow you.
It didn't allow you. I mean, and that's what, credit to Gary. And when I see him now in the staff room now, I will be crediting him on that, because the work rate, what the players put in, they put a real shift in tonight. And the discipline of the team was most impressive for me, the way they kept their shape and discipline, everyone to a man. And they made it very, very difficult and didn't allow us any momentum into the game. We had a little huff and a puff to coming towards the end of the game.
But a good chance, to be fair.
And it was a good chance, but I think it would have probably been a bit cruel on Birmingham in the end. So, for me, I've got a cliche that if you're not to win the game, you don't lose it. So, I'm pleased with the point, and we look back at it, analyse it, pick the bones out of the game, and then we've just got to move on, because we've got another tough game on Tuesday night against Bristol.
If there was one player who was always going to get you something out of the game, it was Matt Phillips. He had a great engine and a good quality about him today.
Yeah, Matt, you got to remember Matty Phillips, that's his fourth goal he scored for us already this season. He possesses a wonderful goal threat for us. He's calm and composed in front of goal. And as I said, you know, he scored tonight, and, you know, maybe at the end when I seen it fall to his feet again, and when I seen him steady himself, I thought, you know, he might see the back of the net ripple. But again, it was a great block. And as I said, you know, Matt's done well tonight and got us back in the game. I'm pleased with the way the team showed the character against very difficult old opponents tonight. I mean, really, really was difficult. And to come into the arena. So, as I said, you know, we look back at it and pick the bones out the game and analyse what could have been better tonight and should have been better, and try and put them in place for the game on Tuesday.
There is a desire to play out from the back, but today, I mean, I've rarely seen a team give it away as many times as you did tonight.
And that's right, you're spot on. I mean, all eyes were on the game, and you've all seen it for yourself. We did try. We are trying to do things in a certain way. But again, you know, Birmingham, I thought, worked very, very well. But also, we give the ball away cheaply at times. And I know, you know, 9 times out of 10, the players will execute those passes to precision because we work on those. But just tonight, for whatever reason, whether it's just the first game after the international break, and you always get a funny couple of results when you get them, whether it's to do with that or it's just setting us down and getting back into the rhythm of things again. As I said, you know, we'll continue to work on the training ground and put that right for the next game.
Just finally, the final 15 minutes, the influence that Gareth Barry had when he came on as a substitute, the range of his passing and the steadiness that he added something off the bench for you.
Gareth's a great player, and we all know his career, and Gareth's a fantastic player. We're delighted to have him at the football club, and you've seen the calmness and the composure that he brought to the team. I thought Hal Robson done well when he come on. Both subs done extremely well when they come on. And as I said, you know, it kind of opened up one or two spaces for us with the use of the ball. And as I said, you might have pinched it towards the end, but them two, credit to them two in terms of steadying the team when it come on and just swung the pendulum in our way instead of Blues coming on and on. So really, looking back on it, it's a good point, and we move on to the next game.